Bamatir Cheptanan Mishnah 8. And Makabel said a Mechavero, person who takes a field from his friend, and again the Karti says over here, this is dealing with a case of a leaseholder, so he pays a fixed amount per year. And Lezora So'erim, when they did the transaction, he was going to sow barley in the field. Lezorin Achitim, so says the Mishnah, he's not allowed to sow wheat in the field. And why? And because the Karti explains that wheat exhausts the soil more than barley. So if he only agreed to sow barley, then we don't let him sow wheat. Chitim, but if he agreed to sow wheat, which exhausts the soil more than barley, then Yezaren is so'erim. Then we would allow him to sow barley in the field. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Eiser, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel forbids even this kind of reverse transaction. And it brings over a few reasons in the Karti, but an interesting one. He quotes a pasuk over here, the remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, which the Karti explains teaches that it is forbidden to change that which has been agreed upon, even for the better. That's an interesting thing, according to Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. And it also brings a few other reasons here, which we won't go into. Then carries on the Mishnah, Tavua lo yizarena chitis. Chitness, that if he hires the field and he wants to sow grain, so he's not allowed to sow pulse. Again, the reason is that pulse exhausts the soil more than grain, so you wouldn't be allowed to do that. And that's obviously according to the that would actually be according to both opinions. But kidneys, but if he takes the field in order to sow pulse, is a renitz for, then he may sow it with grain. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, I say, but Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel forbids you from reversing the changing what has been agreed upon for the reasons that we've given above. It also brings at the end of the Karti that we've interpreted this whole mission according to Rashi, who explains that this is talking about a leaseholder who pays an agreed upon percentage for the produce. But a sharecropper, where they actually share a portion of the crops, so a sharecropper would the owner of the field wouldn't be so strict. He wouldn't be so makpid with a sharecropper because he's getting a share of the crop. He would allow the soil condition to maybe go a little bit if he's going to get a better crop. So when it comes to a shareholder, according to Rashi, a sharecropper, according to Rashi, that would be allowed to change the nature of the crop. But he also brings that there are other commentators who disagree with that and maintain that that's not the case.